twins, the 600s, and this one's the 700F, not F, Sierra, 700 Sierra, not 700 Foxtrot. I don't know that they made an F, but anyhow, it's the 700 Sierra, an SD16B special, 16-pole filter in it, so it does a lot of really, really good filtering. So I'm kind of excited to get it, and hope that it works as advertised. Over.
Yeah, I see that I made the mistake with the letter. Well, at least you and I know the difference. And no one else is caring, I don't believe. But the other guys there, Stan is on there looking, I know that. And he's, you know, I'm not sure if he's familiar with the Swan line a lot at all. But John, VE1ARM. My dear Christian friend John, who's with the Lord now, John Church, his last name was Church, and he and I were buds back in New Brunswick in the 70s, and he was quite responsible for me coming to the Lord, I might, if I can throw that out as a little witness on the fellowship net here this morning, that I used to blow the foam off of my head of beer into his face and tell him to lick his chops. I said, don't you remember that good taste, John? Come on, let me give you a sip. And he would just brush it off and laugh at me and of course, put up with me. And then one day the Lord had the last laugh when he hauled me out of the backyard, and I poured the beers down the drain, and having heard the gospel on television, accepted the Lord. So John, of course, is one of the first ones I called to let him know that the battle had been won, Lou. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Good deal. Good stuff. Yeah, I see Tom just put the transceiver up there. That one's a little blurry. The other one was a little better. But anyway, yeah, that's transceiver and power supply both come together there. So I got, it's a fairly good price if it operates, as you said. I got a fairly good buy on it. It's a little dirty. Most of that is just dirty stuff. The rugged kind of beat up, but if it works, that's not a big deal. Anyway, that's how it's going. Back over to you, over.
Okay, so it's a transceiver, not a linear. It's got like a famous that for them that they had been doing is putting it all in one package with the high power and not a second unit. That's good, and you get the matching, I guess it is a speaker cabinet, and that probably is also the power supply. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Speaker power supply, I'm not sure what model it is. It looks a little wider than the ones we have, the Swan 117X power supply. I suppose it's a little deeper to handle that much radio. But it should be a good deal. It'll all be fun to get, and we'll have fun trying to see if we can make it work for me. Over.
Oh yeah, fantastic. And Tom is in charge there. Got all the info on the owner and gonna bring it back to you, is that correct?
Yeah, roger, roger. He's gotta pick it up for me. So it's gonna be a good deal. And then I'll run over to Marion and pick it up as soon as I'm there here in the next few days or so. Anyhow, sounds like the plan, and I'm kind of excited. Over.
I can hear it in your voice, Lou. I would be too. If I had the room and a yard, I'd be having something like that for sure. Well, you know, I had a nice big setup before with the FT DX 1000 Mark V field and 500 watts with a power cube or whatever it was called from what was it, SNG or something like that. But yeah, no, I had a nice setup. It was really, really nice. But I just can't in the apartment have HF here. I have the VHF and UHF with my Yaesu FT897, but I go to the car for my hamming, or I do what I'm doing right now. I remote into VE7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. This is the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship Net. Anyone want to get in on the round table here, which is what it's amounted to right now, please call Net Control, VA7 Romeo Alpha.
Yeah.
There's Cliff. Zeb, brother. Good morning, Zeb. Nice signal over the air. Go ahead and take a turn, over.
Well, good morning there, Roland. Man, a heck of a time to walk into a nest this morning. Let's go with the verse today. Let's go with Romans 3, 23 and 24. Romans, chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 are my verses today. You're sounding good down here, Roland. Back to you, VA7RA at the helm of VE7 Sierra Charlie. This is K0ZNZ.
Okay, very good, Zeb. Thank you very much for being here. Romans 3, 23, 24, some of my favorite verses for sure. And we'll get those up there for you in a second in chat room. And thanks for getting up with a real good signal this morning. The band is open. Go ahead. Exactly. Well, you know how it goes. We want good conditions, and we get blessed with them occasionally. But anyway, K0ZNZ, great. Are you going to hang around for a minute, over? Oh, that's good, yeah. Because put out a call for me, please.
Certainly. This is K0ZNZ and your arms net in the group. Anybody that can hear me that'd like to get relayed in, please come now. No takers. Back to you, K0ZNZ.
Okay, very good. Thanks there, Zeb. As you can see, are you not in the chat room? You can't see. Tom is at the Des Moines, Iowa Ham Fest. He's picked up a older, very much older, Swan, and it's a transceiver that runs up to 700 watts. I would let that little puppy idle at 500 watts and be very happy. I don't think the extra two are going to make a bit of difference, but with a 500 watt radio, you're definitely going to be heard on the worst of conditions generally. So that's the excitement that you tuned into there. And there's another picture of it in the chat room if you happen to get it up and running there, Zeb, over.
Yeah, I'm actually running full 200 watts this morning, so you're hearing the full 200 ponies coming from down here.
Yeah, and I only have 200 to use. My linear at the club here, our linear, is off to California getting repaired. And it's definitely nice to have the extra power. But when I get it back, I'll be 1200 watts again. But not right now. We're all solid state, and the transceiver I'm on is an Anon. I think it's an 8000, but nonetheless, it's 200 watt output. Cliff, over. Sorry, I keep calling you Cliff. Go ahead, Zeb.
Well, yeah. Well, 200 watts is doing really good for you. You're constantly S7. How's that sound?
Yeah, very good. One more, and I'll give you an S meter reading. Thank you so much Zeb. And we got a reading of 7 on the meter that time. So we are even, Steven. Any more wanting to get in that can hear me? Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha through VE7 Sierra Charlie, Amateur Radio Mystery Fellowship. Come now.
And Whiskey 0 Romeo Victor Kilo Super Short Time.
Okay, very good. Well, on the 20-meter arms net on Saturday, it's all short time. It's all about short time, Ron, because we're at the bottom of the list, and you get to take your turn right away. Go ahead, Ron. What a great signal, over.
And thanks a lot. I'm running barefoot today, but anyway, just wanted to check in. Say 73.99 to everybody on the net. I heard Zeb in the noise, but I couldn't determine what he was saying. And tell John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but everlasting life. And we're going to have 70s today and 70s tomorrow.
Okay, W0RVK, Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha, and the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship. Thanks, Ron, for getting in with John 3:16. It's all up in the chat room for those who are there to see. And we have Tom off there in Des Moines, Iowa, and has blessed Lou with a new 700-watt Swan transceiver. And he's going to be bringing that back home to him. So that's the big exciting news on the net here this morning, I think, other than, of course, the great news of the Word of God that you have just shared. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thanks, Ron. 73s and 99, over. Okay, you faded in the QSB on me. What was the question again? Yeah, it's something that Lou will be adding to his list there. He's already, as you know, our Swan man on here. He's got all Swan gear. So this will be a piece of new gear for him there that Tom has acquired for him. Over. Okay, try that again. I'll listen on Utah too. Over. No, it's all tube gear.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right. I'll take it out. Get out of here. And
okay, very good. No problem. And I wanted to ask that question. I wonder what are in it for the finals. Is it like the normal ones they use, the television sweep tubes? Is that what's in the final of this one? Does anyone know?
Yeah, roger, roger, sweep tube.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, they had great success using those, and I forget the model number of the tube. I used to be able to rattle this stuff all off when I was a tube guy as well. And as anyone listening can figure out, we older guys started on tubes and slowly trusted transistors. It was quite a leap of faith. But anyways, we had a lot of fun there, didn't we, Lou? Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. It's a lot of fun. This one's going to be fun, too. And just to clarify, they call it the 700, which they say is the 700-watt output, but that's 700 peak envelope power. Peak envelope power, they call it. So it's a good 400-watt sound. 400 or 500-watt sound is it. But they run that up like peak envelope power to 700 to 800 watts. But it's peak envelope power rolling over.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, okay, so key down would be maybe, if you're brave, it'd be 500 watts. I wouldn't hold it too long, but definitely PEP, okay, got it. Well, you know what? You're going to be heard really well. What power are you running normally, over?
Well, I'm on the 400 right now, and it's 400. It puts out a little over 200 all the time, constant 200 watts, so it's doing a good job, over.
Oh, you always have, with me, unless the band is out, a 5-9 signal. I mean, that equipment does work. I've many times mentioned to you that your audio wasn't as clear as I'd like to hear it, but that's got to do maybe with the cartridge in a microphone or something. But it's a distinctive sound you have, Lou, and there's no way, it's kind of like that Maury sound, you know?